So I just wanted to go through how I do configuration with my applications these days. So there's a few real big reasons that that have made me kind of adopt this pattern. So first off, just moving on to the quote-unquote cloud and having like large numbers of servers that you're running that need to have configuration updated. And then secondly, the other one is just continuous integration or continuous deployment. So just having release cadence that can be multiple times a day has really brought me to building software in this way. So I used to write a lot more configuration than I do today. The reason being that config would go with your application, but it would give you some flexibility maybe when you got to like an environment. And an environment, you know, would be typically like production. Historically, like years ago, I would have like a development environment and maybe a production on at least the smaller teams that I was on. And what's really happened in the cloud world to me is because there's no real cost associated with an environment, I definitely now always have a dev environment, a test environment, as well as a production environment. So, knowing that I'm going to have three environments, what I do is I'll only put variables into configuration that need to change per environment. And so that means that if you have like some sort of data store behind the scenes, this is the kind of thing that I would put into configuration. And then at some level during deployment, kind of inject that into my deployment, the actual connection string per environment. And the reason why I do that, in terms of just doing a configuration that changes per environment, is that today, when I release software, I am able to release software to any of these environments in hours. So let's just say like, you know, within 2 hours, we can get a code change to production that has, you know, something that I might have externalized to configuration in the past. So that to me is really all about continuous integration and deployment. So the idea being that if you had something that you would typically externalize into configuration, but that stays the same through your environments, today I would just hard code that as like a constant variable in most cases. And then if we need to change production, we need to change the source code. And the reason why this is really important is actually, in my mind, configuration is really honestly the easiest way to take down production, to take down any of your environments. And with continuous integration, continuous deployment, you should have a lot of automated testing going, you know, from your box to production. And so by making it a code change, you're ensuring that all of that work you've done on testing is not taken for granted. So that is why I only will have configuration, which is an environment-specific variable. And everything else will go into like hard-coded code, but it will make sure that developers have to run through the full testing process to get it to production. And this, to me, has really made sure that more stuff is easily testable, as well as you're less likely to break your production just because you'll have less hands doing things and changing variables. The other thing too is if you have people that are directly working on production, they need to make sure that they go back to the source config that exists within the deployment, or else next time you deploy to production that will break. So if you have people that are modifying config in these environments, it's a, you know, at least a two-step process to make sure that is changing the environment as well as going to be a functional change in the future. Anyways, I hope this made sense. And the two things I really recommend is config should only be used for environment variables, and hard code to your heart's content. As long as you have continuous release cadence in place, you should be good to go. Anyways, I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk soon. Bye.